Arkansas is wrapping up a fiscal session to craft next year's budget, and one last order of business will be something called revenue stabilization. Governor Asa Hutchinson went on C-SPAN recently and touted it. Bobby Impezon with Arkansas Public Media has this look at what revenue stabilization is and whether it's something very special Arkansas can export to other states or even the federal government.
The C-SPAN bus rolled into Little Rock recently, and Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson hopped on. He was asked how the state keeps a balanced budget, and here's what he says.
So we call it the Revenue Stabilization Law, which is a toggle, if you will, but it makes us control spending, reduce spending as needed to make sure it mirrors our revenue picture. There's a few things the federal government can learn.
Well, it's true the federal government takes a lot of grief because it almost always spends more than it takes in. But states are different. Basically, every state balances its budget. So what's so special about us? The Revenue Stabilization Act of 1945 was actually an outgrowth of the state's financial collapse during the Great Depression, when Arkansas was the only state to default on its bonds. But actually, revenue stabilization does more to organize spending than control it.
All states, I believe, have deficit prohibition laws. The Revenue Stabilization Act is the way Arkansas developed to actually be able to apportion and still finance the most important things in the worst of times.
That's Richard Weiss.
I was the director of the Department of Finance Administration for 20 years.
Basically, the way our revenue stabilization law works is all of the state's spending is prioritized. All of the big spenders, the education department, the prisons, higher education, human services, they have their budgets put into categories, usually A, B, and C, where A is the must-have priority spending. B is what extra spending might look like, and C is like Xanadu, like wish list stuff.
Generally, when I was there, you would put essentially what was the previous year's actual expenditures that agencies actually spent. You'd stick that in the highest categories.
That's the A category. When the revenue from taxes and fees finally comes in, if it's short of funding all the categories, the Finance and Administration Department cuts C category spending first, then the B, and in tough times, A. How tough? Well, in the last decade through the Great Recession, A category spending hasn't been funded 100% only once, and then it was cut by less than 4%.
What Arkansas is doing is just really just a minor variance to what all other states do.
John Hicks directs the National Association of State Budget Officers.
Arkansas, they're simply setting up on the front end, a certain amount of appropriations that are first subject to reduction if revenues fall short.
Revenue stabilization makes sure all the essential services of the agencies get the most essential funding first. It's that front-end planning that keeps expectations manageable, and it involves agency heads, the governor, and legislators.
We were one of the four states in the nation during the economic downturn who didn't spend more money than we had.
State Senator Larry Teague is a Democrat who says being a fiscal conservative in this state isn't a campaign promise made just by Republicans.
I tell people all the time, Bobby, that if I only have one job, it's to be sure that we don't spend more money we got.
Assembly Republican Leader of Alliance, my fellow servants of the people, ladies and gentlemen.
By way of contrast, consider California exactly 10 years ago.
We do not have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
That's former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger giving his State of the State address. He had an idea to refashion California's budget process like Arkansas's.
A constitutional amendment so that our spending has some relationship with our revenues. It is modeled after the process used in Arkansas.
Now, he failed to implement Arkansas's model, but what he ended up suggesting was more like budget surpluses and rainy day funds, not revenue stabilization. And ironically, Schwarzenegger's piggy bank idea is exactly what Arkansas's done. Here's State Budget Administrator Duncan Baird.
Well, in Arkansas, for a very long time, we relied on the revenue stabilization mechanism and this funding framework to get through good and bad times. But what we've done recently is we've supplemented that with the creation of the Long-Term Reserve Fund.
There's now almost $150 million in reserve.
You've served in Congress. Do you think that model could work for the federal budget.
During his C-SPAN interview, Hutchinson was asked if Arkansas's model for balancing a budget was a model that would work for the federal government. Here's what he said.
I understand the federal government is different, but we have to take some steps to really control the growing and blossoming federal deficit that we have. In fact, the last time I was in Congress was the last time we had a balanced budget in this nation.
The president who balanced that budget was another Arkansas governor, Bill Clinton. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com.